This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver police say two shootings near two different high schools Monday are unrelated. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galvo reports one shooting victim is a 16-year-old from East High School.
Denver police arrested two suspects who fired at the victim from a stolen car. Then, only 20 minutes later, there was a second shooting near Emily Griffith High School in downtown Denver. Two victims were hospitalized, an adult and a 17-year-old. It is unclear if either were students, and no suspects have been arrested. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
A new podcast shows how an alleged FBI informant entrapped Denver protesters during the 2020 George Floyd marches. Denverite's Rebecca Tauber explains the man gained protesters' trust by offering them combat training.
His name was Michael Adam Windecker II, according to The Intercept reporter Trevor Aronson and his podcast The Alphabet Boys. The FBI won't comment on the case, and Windecker denies the claims, despite FBI documents and videos showing his involvement. Local activist Zeb Hall received a felony after illegally buying Windecker a gun. Hall said he was suspicious, but also afraid.
It doesn't matter if this guy's an informant. If I don't get this guy this weapon, something could happen to me, a loved one. I think everything really set in with the fear at that point. Yeah, I made a mistake, but I was terrified to do it.
Hall said the alleged plant did damage to Denver's Black Lives Matter movement. Rebecca Tauber, Denverite.
There's more at Denverite.com. A company that's coming to Colorado plans to mine asteroids for water and minerals. Startup firm Carmen Plus got a $1.3 million state incentive to move here. Co-founder Danen Kroll told Colorado Matters that space exploration is getting cheaper and can be profitable.
This is not the last generation space age where giant national projects were the only way you could do this. Our thesis is that it can be done at a lower cost than people thought imaginable.
Carmen Plus plans to hire about 150 people. Colorado's aerospace industry is now the second largest in the country. This is CPR News.